Now time for our weekly visit with Motley Fool economics contributor Charlie Whelan, the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charlie, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Now, Charlie, my producer tells me you're excited to talk taxes this week and specifically propose changes involving the mortgage interest deduction. Now, taxes aren't the most scintillating topic. You know it. I know it. So I'm going to ask that we do something out of the ordinary and maybe play a little background music during this segment. I believe this is the Kansas classic Dust in the Wind, maybe as you've never heard it before. On that note, Charlie, what is going on with the mortgage interest rate deduction?
Well, Dust in the Wind is probably, sadly, good background music, because I'm not sure this is going to go a long ways, but I think it's a terrific idea, and the whole idea of tax reform is perhaps one of the most powerful drivers for a more efficient economy. The Bush administration created a commission to look at potential overhauls of the tax system, and it would be a bipartisan, largely revenue-neutral effort. One of their key recommendations was to come in with fewer tax brackets and to lower the rates for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
But the other big, less expected, ultimately more unpopular suggestion is to limit the home mortgage interest deduction, which is going to send the fear of something into a lot of folks. But I actually am going to argue it's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Why is it not a bad idea?
Well, the premise that home ownership is a good idea is unequivocal. You know, I used to live in an apartment. I owned a condo. I could look up and down the street, and I could identify who owned versus who rented based on whether or not they gardened the little patch of grass in front of their house. People who own have more stake in their property. They have more stake in the neighborhood. They're good for society. I completely buy that. The question of whether the home mortgage interest deduction furthers that is a little bit different. Let me ask you, do you own your own home?
I do.
Would you own your own home still if you couldn't deduct the interest?
In this case, mine is actually paid off, so you've asked me a very personal question. I'm happy to say I don't have to think about that.
And I would say the same. So the knock on the home mortgage interest deduction is, do you really need to deduct up to $1 million of mortgage payments? And most economists would say no, that basically the idea of encouraging home ownership is a good one, but you can do it by targeting more finely. You can lower the deduction so it only goes up to, say, $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a social interest in getting people into their own homes. They don't have to be huge, expensive homes. There's no incremental benefit there. And so that's exactly what the commission has recommended, that you basically scale back. You don't eliminate it. You scale back the level of the deduction. And I think that actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm. So you're saying good idea on that. Let me ask you this. What are the chances of this being adopted?
It's really tough because immediately you draw fire from the groups that have an interest in building homes and building bigger homes, and those are pretty powerful interests, your home builders association, your realtors, and so on. And the folks who benefit are the rest of us because you've kind of simplified the tax code by scaling back some of the tax giveaways for big mortgages. It means you can perhaps lower rates slightly everywhere else, but you and I who would benefit incrementally are not going to go call Congress. The home builders will. And that's kind of how these political battles get won and lost.
And you've put it very well once again and translated that for the rest of us. Thank you very much, Charlie Whelan, our economics contributor on the Motley Fool Radio Show, having to contend with Dust in the Wind by Kansas throughout that 4 minutes. Charlie, thank you once again.
Well, thank you. And, you know, Kansas epitomizes the music of my childhood, so it does have special significance.
I think I still know the lyrics myself.
Always good to be with you.